this opening up as opposed to closing down that kids have, this notion, this is what I hope will happen in this class. The one real object of education is to leave a man in the condition of continually asking questions. So here's a longitudinal study that was done by John Cotter. John Cotter, professor of leadership and management at the business school across the river, came to Harvard in 1972, joined the faculty, and started to follow Harvard class, MBA class of 1973, and followed them for 20 years. And what he was interested in was to find out all the information that he could about this class. What he found 20 years later, early 90s, when the study ended, was that these students were extremely, ex-students were extremely successful, very wealthy, having a lot of impact, whether it's on their organization, the community, did extremely well. But within the large group of highly successful Harvard MBAs, he found a small group that was extraordinarily successful, more successful than the rest of the group, whether it's in terms of income, whether it's in terms of impact, whether it's in terms of overall quality of life. Extraordinarily successful. And what he wanted to identify was why. What distinguishes this small group from the rest of the pack? Very successful, but not quite as successful as that small group. And he found only two things.